It's the new year, and with that comes a tradition to commit to a new year's resolution. But the typical goals of giving up drinking or losing weight can be hard to achieve, especially without support from friends and family. Tricia Smith asked sports psychologist Helen Davis whether there was a smarter way to go about achieving her goal to get fit in 2022.
As a goal, is that a good goal to have?
I would say that it isn't a great goal to have, no, mainly because it's very, very vague. And generally speaking, vague goals aren't goals that will be achieved.
What about goals which are to do with stopping something cold turkey? So I'm going to give up chocolate, or I'm going to start something and I'm going to practice German every day. Is that a good goal to have?
I think that's quite absolute. And by that, I mean, there isn't really any sort of flexibility within that. And it doesn't allow for things that happen in life, right? Stuff gets in the way. Stuff can happen that can mean that it doesn't happen every day. So I think having some flexibility within what you decide to do is really important.
So in the context of my New Year's resolution to get fit, how can I change that goal to make it more likely that I'll be successful?
Well, I think, the SMART framework, which is a very well-renowned framework for setting goals, is a really good place to start. The SMART goals, the acronym that kind of outlines a strategy for setting them. So firstly, you know, we talked about that goal being vague. So I would say let's try and make that goal more specific. What do you mean by getting fit? How can you provide some kind of clear clarity on what that really means? And then have some sort of, you know, the M of SMART, measurable, so specific criteria that measures your progress towards the accomplishment of that goal, making sure that it's achievable, you feel that you can attain it. Yes, it might be challenging, but it is achievable, because again, if we're constantly striving for something that we don't achieve, we can easily lose motivation and again, not feel great about ourselves for not having achieved it. So being realistic in that getting fit, what does that really mean? Is it realistic? You know, if I say I'm going to do it every day, is that really possible? Life will get in the way. So we want it to be relevant. We want it to be within reach and time specific as well. I think it's really important with setting goals, just to say and get fit. How long for? In a week, in a month, in a year? You know, think about a start date, think about a target date, so that you can then assess and review as you go along, which I think is really important for goals as well.
So specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time sensitive, right?
Yeah, realistic, relevant, yeah, and time specific.
So in the context of getting fit, perhaps I should actually change my goal to being able to run a 5K in a certain time by a certain date. And the way that I measure my progress is by running a 5K every week and looking at the time that I achieve and making sure that I'm progressing towards that end goal.
Absolutely. I mean, that sounds a really good goal to have. Thinking about the time, it would be about being realistic about the time. Yes, it being challenging, but I like the sound of the progress that you're talking about in terms of doing one each week, seeing how I'm going, reviewing it. It may be that that goal could be altered, and it may be that in the course of your time frame that you think, actually, I'm doing really well with this. And it may be that you want to change that time. And I think that's important for goals too. That flexibility that I talked about before is that you can adapt them as you go along. They don't have to be set in stone. You don't want them to be burdens around your neck.
And then I guess my final question is, how important is it that you enjoy the process?
If you're not enjoying the process, then, you know, why do it, really? The point is that, you know, using the day to day to say, you know, I've chosen to do this. This is why I'm doing it. This is what was making me happy. This is what I'm ultimately striving for. And that's going to give me confidence to do something, feeling of success of that I've achieved something. You know, the process along the way is actually where you can gain a lot of the big wins in a whole manner of different aspects of the journey that you're on to try and achieve the goal. Yes, of course, the outcome is going to be exciting and it's going to be great, but you don't know if you're going to achieve it. So enjoying it along the way means that I think probably you're more likely to achieve it because you're enjoying the process and hopefully having fun too.